Now, let's return to Becoming Thin Within on TalkZone. Once again, here's your host, Deborah Wright.
Welcome back to Becoming Thin Within. Later on in the show, we're going to introduce a new segment that I know will interest a lot of you, so be listening for that. But first, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the obesity. Of course, that is our topic today. And we were just chatting with Mimi Roth from Action Against Obesity, and she is a woman driven right now on a cause, and she wants to make a change and wants to get rid of this so that our obesity isn't our future.
Yeah. Can I just tell you, it's when she was saying the whole food in the preschool, I just read today when dropping my daughter off that on this next Friday is Donuts with Daddy.
Yes, I know.
And it just hit me so hard when she was saying we've got to change that. And it's funny, my daughter goes to preschool now where they feed her, and that was really new for me. And I had a real resistance to it. I thought, I've got to pack her stuff every day. And then I thought, I can't, because then she's not eating what the other kids are eating. That is huge.
Yeah, it's very social, and that's what she was saying. And, of course, that's the study that talks about obesity and how it's contagious, which we know is not contagious in the way that if you sneeze on me, you know, I will balloon up to 100
200
pounds.
Need to avoid
that's right.
Sitting next to
and,
someone.
Yeah, and she said it's not about stigmatizing the person. It's not about putting them down. It's going to the reason, the cause that's getting us there and eliminating that, not making sugar so socially acceptable. I mean, what would happen if we made cocaine socially acceptable?
Right. Happy birthday.
That's
here's
right. Here are a couple lines. Yes. And it would become the norm. And that's the same that's happened with all these sugary foods and the partially hydrogenated oils with the trans fat.
Right. And the
that.
Other thing that struck me is the money that goes into it. She said
$1
the
FDA.
To $24. Yeah. And then that's the other thing that struck me when she was talking. The things that we see that say organic or zero trans fat, but it's almost like trickery.
Well, yeah. I mean, even the zero trans fat, it only has to have up to 2%, and it can say zero trans fat. So as far as partially hydrogenated oils, it can have 1.8% partially hydrogenated oils and still claim it's zero trans fat. And so, for instance, if you have high cholesterol, and you are struggling trying to lower your cholesterol and you're looking for, oh, good, zero trans fat.
Right.
Because we know that partially hydrogenated oils are double whammy.
Right.
Those trans fats lower are good, raise are bad. Even saturated fat, which we all know is bad, at least raises the good along with the bad.
Right. But I see how it's hard. You know, it is hard, and it is something that we have to make an effort to do.
Right. And I loved the imagery when she was talking about in the school with the kids going, sugar, ew.
Yeah.
Because it is very social. It is very environmental.
And it's celebratory, and here's a treat, and it's sugar, and it's related to, it's emotional eating.
Right.
You know?
It is. Because you make that connection. It's giving you a feeling. It's making you feel like what you used to feel like when you had that when you were at home, or the feeling you're not getting from yourself. And that's what I often tell my clients, that when you go to food, you're trying to start or stop feeling something. Let's figure out what that is so that you can deal with that emotionally. But and she too, she recognized and understood that on occasion there are going to be cookies around. They're going to
yes.
be cupcakes. That's something that you can have in moderation. But overall, it's got to be healthy, and it starts with our parents retraining the kids.
Right.
So that when they grow up, that's the norm. The norm
right.
is getting the carrots and the broccoli and then eating the healthier foods. And
I grew up next door to a family that was the healthy family.
Uh-huh.
And they had three kids. One kid was obsessed with getting soda from somewhere or getting treats from somewhere. And just getting the stuff that he was not allowed. And
right.
he grew up to be sort of an obese teenager.
Uh-huh.
So it's
that restriction.
He just sought it out. He was like, well, I'm going to get it. And as soon as he could get it on his own.
Yeah. And that's what I was talking about. Kids are not rational.
Right.
And so we have to lead the way, but we have to get that right here with ourselves first.
Yes.
We need to know, why can I not have these foods? And then why having them in moderation? I'll be the first to admit we've got sugar in our house. We've got candies and cookie, but that's something that overall we're eating healthy. When it's, and I make a special effort, especially with school, because I know all of the kids in her preschool, about six of the kids turned four right around the same time. So it was birthday party after birthday party after birthday party after birthday party, and right. people were bringing cakes and all that, cupcakes. So I knew everybody else was going to bring brownies and things like that. I'm going to find something healthier to bring and to give. And when she had her birthday party, there are bags that they take away. You know, all the right. kids have their little treat bags.
And what did you put in there?
I had, there's an organic dried corn and apples in a package, which Annabelle loves. So they had one of those, and they had the organic fruit smush. And then they had, there's an organic sucker, which of course it's still sugar.
Right.
But, it was an organic sucker, and then, toys, little toys. So as far as the food, I tried to be very healthy, and I actually had a few mothers say, thank you. That home, I didn't have to go, no, you can't have the Twizzlers.
Right.
No, you can't have, because it
was. Oh, it's breaking a trend too. I actually broke a trend in our house at Easter time. I don't do the whole, let's find chocolate and let's do, I'll do a little trail, and then at the end of the trail, they get a toy or something that they've been wanting. Or,
oh, good.
Yeah, because why get the big chocolate bunny?
Oh,
and
yeah.
then you have to say you can only eat a tiny bit off the ears, and then the next day you can have
yeah.
this. It's just so – and I'd rather spend the money on something that they really want. That's
right.
the way I look at it too.
Yeah, and that – you know, at Halloween and Easter, it just kills me
mm-hmm.
how much – because I let her – you know, again, it's that social thing. So we let her go and trick-or-treat. And then, of course, we let her go and do the Easter egg hunt. We went to the zoo. But it's because it's around her, I am trying to teach her this is fine on occasion. And
yes.
this is how we do, we handle this. Because like that neighbor of yours, if I were to just eliminate it 100%, as soon as she had her first sleepover
exactly.
at somebody's house, she'd come home on a sugar high. Oh, my gosh, I had pop. And I had,
yeah.
she'd just go on and on. So. We don't want to eliminate that, but there are effects to obesity. We all know what they are, and we've talked about them, and that's what, you know, starting with the sugar is one way to start. But in doing research for the show, I had pulled up a lot of information talking about why we've gotten to a society that's as obese as we are, and what's going on. And some of the articles were interesting. Some of them a little bit silly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I will talk about my duh article of the week.
Oh, I love this.
In just a minute. But in a couple, well, one e-zine article, they talked about fast food being one of the issues in our culture. I don't think any of us would argue that.
No, I don't think we would argue that.
Yeah. And it's with some of the people that I talk to, they are very busy, and I so get that. You're busy, you've got a hectic schedule, you've got five kids, you have two jobs, and you know, a loser cranky husband. Get that, okay? He's not doing anything to help you out.
Right.
And so when you get home, it's, I don't even think about cooking right now. And so I try to help them, first of all, get away from the guilt that's sending them to the food.
Right.
And so we don't focus on the food really at first very much at all. Because it isn't the food. I, on occasion, have Wendy's. It's been a long time since I've had it, but if we're traveling and our snack bag is empty, or we're sick of dipping into the snack bag and we may stop somewhere, but it's rare.
Right.
So we're not chopping down and burning down all of the fast food restaurants, but if everybody ate fast food like I did, there wouldn't be a McDonald's on every corner.
Right.
They wouldn't survive.
Right, exactly.
But there might be one in the city.
Right.
You know, that we occasionally go to. And of course, sorry, McDonald's, I know they're wanting one on every corner.
And we let them have one on
yeah.
every corner.
Yeah.
And it's hard to avoid, especially when you are carpooling and taking kids to soccer and and then you've got to feed them.
Yeah.
And it's hard to avoid.
Right. And it's learning to have that, make sure you've got that time for that preparation, having
right.
the sandwiches made
yes.
so that you can take them with you. I mean, we are a culture too. It says, you know, talks about sedentary lifestyles and as well as being overscheduled.
Oh, overscheduling is a big, I think that's a big part of it.
Yes. We're going
and that's
from
why
here
everything
to there.
Is fast, fast, fast. What can I do and how can I solve this problem quickly? Yes. Which is why fast food restaurants do so well.
Absolutely.
And everybody's happy. Feed them in the car. Okay. Get your soccer gear on. Go.
Yeah. And we don't grow our fruits and vegetables anymore. And so it's just a changing society, but we still have to be aware of what our body needs. Our bodies still need that same healthy food. Just because there's a prevalence of the junk food out there more so than 50 years ago.
Right.
Doesn't mean that it's okay now. It wasn't okay then. We had the healthier foods then, but did you know that obesity is responsible for over 300,000 deaths a year? I knew it was high.
Wow.
But I did not know the number. And it affects all major body organs, including heart, lungs, muscles, and bones, and is linked to almost 30 medical conditions. So it's not something that we don't already know. Diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, asthma, and psychological problems. And
right.
It talks about the psychological connection.
I think that there is enough information out there that we do understand what we're supposed to do. It's about breaking the chain.
Right, figuring out what it is. And I think it's that emotional aspect. It's that mental, that social, and psychological connection to it. Why do I, when I'm sitting here with a friend, why can't I say, no, I don't want any cake, instead of going ahead and eating it even though we're full?
Right.
And we don't want to hurt her feelings. We're people pleasers. But is it fair for her to ask you to disrespect your body to eat with her to make her feel better? You know, so you have to think about that. But and one of the articles that I read was kind of interesting. It had a very different tone, almost in defense of obesity. And again, we're not putting down those who are overweight and obese. We're putting down the disease.
Right.
We want to get rid of the disease. And of course, it talked about what the issues are, but then it went on to say that stereotypes flourish, such as, you know, fat people raise fat kids and fat kids become fat adults, as if to say it has nothing to do with the parents. But according to the American Heart Association, the statistics are 70% of all adolescents raised with at least one obese parent become obese adults. That raises to 80% if both parents are obese. So parents obviously have a major role.
Yeah, I don't understand where it says it has nothing to do with the parents. I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's what it's going in that direction that, well, it's not, you know, fat people don't raise fat kids. It's not that. Well, then what is it? I mean, who's getting the food? They can't sneak the food if it's not in the house. But I do have then my one, what I call my duh article.
Okay, let's hear the duh.
Which you had read. And it was an easing article. And it was by Matt Spears. Sorry, Matt. But, you know, we're all going and we're looking and trying to find things off the internet. How can I lose weight? I need to lose weight. Well, I found this one. It was top 10 weight loss tips. Lose weight in 10 easy steps. And everything on his list is a duh. Like I didn't know that we should have, oh, look, number one is more fruits and vegetables because they have vitamins, fiber, and antioxidants. Number one.
Duh.
I mean, seriously, these are things that we know. And,
right.
And obviously, these need to be taken into account. We have to have more fruits and vegetables. I get that. And it warrants being noted on a list. But number one of the top 10, it is important. I don't deny that.
It's very important.
But if I want to lose weight, it's not because I don't know that.
Right.
And then fresh fruits between your meals. Okay, that's number two. Good, good. Yes, so we're eating fruits and vegetables and number two. And then, and then we move on to more vegetables, fresh vegetables in a salad. That's number three. So fruits and vegetables, fruits between meal, and vegetables.
One, two, and three are the same so
far. And then 4 to 5 servings per week. Okay. Try more vegetarian dishes. Okay. And legumes, great. Avoid drinking liquids with your meals. Okay. We heard about that last week.
You know when
week.
They say legumes? Can't they just say, you know, beans or peas, or can't they just really say what the legumes are?
And so maybe that's one, but maybe that's what we can ask him to write. Let's write, do something useful. Talk about legumes. Our peas. And then, don't live by the 3 meals a day. Go to 5 to 6. That's something people have a hard time getting away from.
Right.
But that's clear down at number 7, which to me, I think is a little more important. Drink lots of water. We know that.
Right.
And include exercise. Oh, I had no idea. Exercise. That's what I've been missing.
Really?
And then cut down on alcohol. And like I said, all of these need to be mentioned. All of these are beneficial in any healthy lifestyle.
And this article, this is the top 10 ways to lose.
This is top 10.
It just, to me, it doesn't sound helpful to lose weight.
Absolutely. Because every one of my clients would read this and go, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. So then what? How do I lose the weight?
So now what?
That doesn't answer it at all.
Because it's finding out, why don't I eat those fruits and vegetables? Why am I not going? What is the resistance? Where is the sabotage coming from?
Right.
And so that's my, if you'd like to go read more from him, I don't know, maybe he's got more duh articles, but
right.
this is my duh article of the week. If you have a duh article that you'd like to send, or a book, or some tidbits that somebody had given you, we'd love to hear about those. Questions@becomingthinwithin.com. We are going to need to take a break now, but we will be back more. We're going to do a review in just a moment. Raman's going to do a great review for us, and we're going to introduce that new segment. So be right back with us. This is Deborah Wright, your host for Becoming Thin Within. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hey, ladies, are you ready to move forward in your life, to change direction, or see a lifelong dream come to light? Put your idea into an incubator, the Ladies Who Launch Incubator. It's the first sexy, savvy forum to marry intuition with ingenuity and creativity with collaboration. This nationwide networking organization is designed for women who want to break current patterns, ignite the fire under a long smoldering dream, and catapult a lifestyle or career to an infinitely higher level.
Hi, I'm Sheila Griggs, leader of Ladies Who Launch in Nashville. I encourage you to check out ladieswholaunch.com and join our local incubator group of supportive, smart, motivated women just like you. Whatever your goals or passions, this positive atmosphere is a great place to move your project, your dream, forward.
The next four-week incubator starts soon. So what are you waiting for? Join the fastest-growing network of women in the country and put the attention on you. Visit ladieswholaunch.com and jumpstart your life today.
Is facing the same old boring gym or Stairmaster day after day keeping you from reaching your fitness goals? And listen up, because Velocity Sports Performance has everything for everybody in the family and is the ultimate training facility that offers you a chance to be taught by world-class performance coaches who have worked with professionals and Olympic-level athletes. You'll be training at the same place the professionals do, or maybe even next to one. Whether you want to improve your game or join a boot camp to lose some weight and tone up, this is your answer. No boring treadmill day after day here, and no two sessions are alike. Velocity also offers training programs for anyone and everyone, regardless of age, gender, skill level, or athletic or fitness goals. Their core programs are designed for youth, middle school, high school, and elite athletes, as well as adults and teens. Training in small groups ensures maximum one-on-one attention. Call 615-661-8771. That's 615-661-8771. Or go to velocitysp.com/coolspring. That's velocitysp.com/coolspring to get your tour and start your free trial today.